Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with
Trendy Trev. A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Drake Point. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And that's all the Yidinji mob. And also like to acknowledge First Nations people, traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, the Big Island, Australia. Have your saying, Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, our scholarship paves engineering pathway for young women from Victoria. The SCIP Foundation, in partnership with the Australian National University, ANU, is unlocking opportunities for young women from regional Victoria to pursue a Bachelor of Engineering through the Kim Jackson Scholarship. Look, with that, and I talked to one of the scholarship recipients, a deadly sister, Alicia Fox. We have Alicia on the line. Alicia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. First of all, congratulations. And before we start, Sister, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, please?
Yeah, so I'm not actually Indigenous, but I'm currently based in Canberra, which is on the land of the Ngunnawal Mambri people.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Well, we accept you, we acknowledge you, and thank you, and congratulations. When you're talking about engineering, it's a big beast. And you would say 80-90% all men. So hats off to you. Girls can do anything. So tell us about your scholarship and your vision and how it started with you, Alicia.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always enjoyed sort of physics and maths when I was at high school. Mm. And I was really interested in studying engineering. And then so the particular scholarship supports girls who are regional.
Mm, yes.
And who sort of have to move away from home to go to uni, and supports them to then, study engineering. It's quite a significant scholarship, and it allows me to have, moved away from home, from regional Victoria to Canberra,
yes,
to study engineering at the ANU.
Fantastic. Yeah. And talk about this space. When you talk about engineering, like I said, a big beast, which area will you be studying in?
So at the moment, I'm hoping to major in renewable energy systems.
Yes, which is the way of the future.
yeah. So it's really interesting. So learning about, a hot topic at the moment, certainly. But that's definitely where my passion is at the moment, learning about renewable energy systems and the future of the grid and the future of energy in Australia.
Fantastic. So when we're talking about here you are cruising through life at high school, grade 11 and 12, was that the vision? Or did something, the penny dropped after you left school? Or tell us that pathway and that thought process.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was always drawn to engineering because I really like the problem-solving nature of approaching problems in a very systematic way, and that really resonated with me and my own thought process. Mm-hmm. And then I really had the opportunity while at university to explore a lot of different passions, and I've been fortunate enough to connect with some fantastic academics here and fantastic people in the industry, and through that have sort of found a passion and an interest in energy systems and in sort of more systematic engineering.
Okay.
And
what about family? Anybody in your family, or are you following a father, an uncle, an auntie in this space?
I am. My dad's an engineer.
Well, there you go.
And so I definitely credit a lot of that to him. He raised me in a very, to be very systematic at approaching problems, and I definitely think that that's a transferable skill set.
Well, fantastic. And which area does he work in engineering?
He works as an electronics engineer.
Okay, righto, there it is. Look, fantastic. And when we're talking about the studies and you're talking about renewable energy, how long is this course for?
So it's a 5-year degree at the moment for me. I'm doing a double with economics, a Bachelor of Economics as well. So 5-year degree, and I'm currently in my third year. So
third year.
Plugging away.
They can buy miles to trial, buy a yard, inch by inch, it's a cinch. So congratulations. Enjoy the journey. That's what it's all about. And then come 2 years when I graduate, that means you get a job anywhere in the world. What's your vision in, say, like 5 years?
Oh, gosh. I really don't know.
Food for thought.
I'd love to be working on something big and exciting, I think.
Sure. In this country or global?
Sorry?
I'm just saying, in this country or global?
I'd love to work on some projects in Australia. I think that would be really fulfilling and rewarding for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Big Island. Look, fantastic. Alicia Fox, congratulations. We would say too deadly. Enjoy the journey. Be the best you can be. I know your family will be proud. And girls can do anything, sister.
Absolutely they can, yeah.
All right, well, all the best. You take care and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Alicia.
Bye.
There we have Alicia Fox. And congratulations, sister. A step into the, man's world in regard to engineering. And look fantastic. And leading from the front, that's what it's all about. And a big shout out to lady who's in charge of everything in regarding co-founder of the Skip Foundation. That's Kim Jackson. And Kim Jackson, a long-time advocate of equality in education. And she herself won a scholarship in engineering and commerce at the ANU in early 2000s after moving from regional Queensland. And she said when she finished high school, she was awarded a scholarship which allowed her to pursue engineering. And without it, I wouldn't have been able to come to ANU and follow by passion and start her journey. And her phrase that she always runs with, which has become very popular, it's simple. It seems so simple, but you really can't be what you can't see. And that's the words from Kim Jackson, like I said, who's a co-founder of the Skip Foundation. And a great partnership with ANU, Australian National University, and a team effort, and gives opportunities like for Alicia Fox to become scholarship recipients and to have their degree paid for regarding university. So fantastic. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Your deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Isn't it just a temporary love? Isn't that what it's supposed to be? You've been crawling under my skin, waiting for me to let you in. Some things are better left unsaid, 'cause a minute you open the door, I just couldn't forget that I'm falling in and out. I shed my skin. Falling, wasn't this supposed to end? I guess we'll just die again. Isn't it just a temporary love? 'Cause you're giving me more than enough. Complacent to be stuck here with me. I wish you could see that it's too late to be keeping me company. These things are never spoken of. How come we're not allowed to be in love? just save me some time. Imagine if you could be mine. I'm falling in and out. I shed my skin for. Dancing in the moonlight. Maybe someday we'll be here again. And somehow, somehow I'll pretend that I'm not fooled.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
When the lugs all sailed away from Roebuck Bay that fateful day, the diver on the B-19 was Nakamura. Yet 21, from the land of the rising sun, his homeland was the island Okinawa. In the deepest holes of the Lacerbeat shores, to fulfill the pearling master's goals, went the diver of the B-19, Nakamura. His quest for the lustrous pearl, as strong as his love for the beautiful girl, he quit when he returned to Okinawa. But it's goodbye now, farewell. Say goodbye to Okinawa. For today they'll bury you in West Australia. Tropical squall, then the mercury began to fall. 40 fathoms deep was Nakamura. Set sail, no time to stay, for the storm began to rage, and they pulled to the surface the diver Nakamura. The agony in his eyes, an old Malay man cries, he knows the bends have got young Nakamura. Helplessly they cursed as the diver's lungs near burst,
and he died on the deck, the boy from Okinawa. Cemetery in Broome, bearing gifts all deep in gloom, they walk with the body of the diver Nakamura. Headstones face the west, 1,000 divers lie at rest, and they're joined today by the boy from Okinawa.
But it's goodbye now, farewell, say goodbye to Okinawa. For today they'll bury you in West Australia, and you will never be as one with the land of the rising sun.
Sayonara, sayonara, Nakamura.
Not ashamed.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
Not ashamed.
Gotta give it your everything.
Not ashamed.
Gotta give it your everything.
Not ashamed.
Gotta give it your everything.
is a beautiful track there. No Shame, Rhythm Tide. Here is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yana, yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you say 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strongly, mob. Looking at the news, Australian news, The Guardian, New South Wales Police, extraordinary search powers, a blank check to target Indigenous youth, lawyers say. Low rate of successful searches of people subject to firearm prohibition orders, which never expire, raise fear scheme is being used to conduct surveillance without judicial oversight. And looking at the news here, in 2019, a 14-year-old boy appeared before tribunal in New South Wales. He was the subject of a firearm prohibition order, FPO they call it, which meant a police had the ability to search him or his home at any time without a warrant. But he was also stuck in a catch-22. The order could be placed on him, but because he was a minor, the tribunal said it had no jurisdiction to hear his application to remove it. Neither would the order ever expire. Only the police commissioner could lift it. This 14-year-old is not alone. Data obtained by Guardian Australia via a Freedom of Information request show, there were at least 12 people under the age of 18 among 8,717 people subject to an FPO in New South Wales in April. There were 26 the year before, some of whom may since turned 18 or had the order lifted. In the past financial year, there were 84 searches of children and teenagers of the 125 people under 18 who have been served with an order. 54% identify themselves as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. An FPO can be made if it's deemed by the police commissioner that someone is not fit in the public interest to possess a firearm, even if they have never been charged with a weapons offence or any crime. The scheme enhances search powers, described as extraordinary by the then New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, after they were introduced in 2013, mean police can search someone with the FPO or their premises or car at any time as reasonable required to determine if they have committed an offence or having a firearm part or ammunition. This broad discretion, along with an extremely low rate of successful searches, has led to concerns that the powers are being used as a tool of surveillance. Overall, according to the police data, about 42% of all people who are currently subject to the FPOs have identified themselves as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, who account for 3.4% of the population in the state. Lawrence Stefanu, the acting principal legal officer with the Aboriginal Legal Service in New South Wales, says FPOs not only grant police sweeping powers, they give police a blank check to survey, stop, search, arrest and charge Aboriginal children and adults. So that's the situation, sticky situation, and providing kids being under 18, they need to be protected as minors. So yeah, go figure. Maybe you want to add to that conversation, or where you at, or how things happening in your state or your territory. But all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yesu, Alepa Omega, Umiau.
awa laidi Yesu Yesu Kui kubar ka ziu kui kubar ka Inap girel yuti ngai ni beka Glory, 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 alleluia Ni au ka Dio seta bo, almonica da nagakani, Yesu. Shakaina glory Ninunga Aingaru ni beka Yesu, Yesu Alepa a omega Umiawad Matani urgia walaidi Yesu, Yesu Kui kugarka ziu kui kugarka Ina pirer Yuti ngai ni beka Glory, glory, alleluia, ni auka. Katonda mulungi kwangu. Mokozi wibia ni Bwana Yesu. Dio setabo, almonika dana karkani. Yesu.
Back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? Okay, National NAIDOC Forum, we're talking about just around the corner, not too far away, and the theme, don't forget that, the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. And we're going to have a chat and have a yarn with Wayne Binder, WA, Brulua, WA, preparations are well advanced for the National NAIDOC Forum, a landmark even dedicated to celebrating the voices of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Held in Perth, the forum will reflect the powerful 2025 NAIDOC theme, as I mentioned, the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. So with that, we catch up a yarn now with Wayne Binder. Wayne's on the line. Wayne, good morning. You there? Hello?
Yeah, mate.
How are you, brother?
Hey, good. Is this Trendy?
This is Trendy, Trev. Yeah, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Wayne?
Okay, well, I'm Nunga. I'm from just south of Perth, so yes. Certainly Perth. And I live in a place called Geraldton, just north of Perth.
Yes, good country. Beautiful. Thank you, brother. So welcome to the program, brother. So NAIDOC just around the corner, and this year's theme, the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. So tell us about Brulua and the work that's happening over there, brother, WA.
All right. Brulua is Perth. It's great how you know, these language names are starting to creep into our vernacular and that. But National Native Forum, July 4th.
Yes.
And it's just before the NAIDOC ball and awards and such. This is in Perth on Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. And it's at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. There's cultural activities. There's an Aliwa networking event later on in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But the list of speakers for this forum, I should point out too that I'm just a fill-in for today. The organiser is Christine Ross. And,
okay, big shout-out, Christine. Big shout-out, yep.
Yeah, she's done a few of these over 30 years, and she's got a little bit of laryngitis. So
okay.
You only get me, mate.
Yeah, that's it. And she probably looked a lot prettier than you. But anyway, my brother, let's talk about let's talk about some of the speakers on the day.
Oh, look, you know, there's respected elders and leaders in their chosen fields of work over many decades. And we honour them.
Yes.
Let's see, Professor Jackie Huggins, AMFAHA. She's from Queensland, isn't she?
Yeah, represent. Yep, yep.
Jackie will be there. So too will Dr. Jim Morrison. He's a local Noongar man.
Yeah.
He's involved with the Stolen Generations here. There's Dr. Donna Udegaard as well.
Mm-hmm. AM.
From the NT.
Yes.
Alison Scott, Rachel Towett, OAM. That's Chris Lawrence. And there are others, mate. There's some good others as well,
yes,
as well as those ones, Professor Braden Hill.
And we talk about from others, different industries, you know, black people at a high level of business or, you know, leadership roles. And it's great to have those leaders talk to our people.
Absolutely. And the wonderful thing about these forums that Christine does is that she brings people together to have a conversation, basically, about their life, about what they've done, and their visions for the future as well. So, you know, Professor Chris Lawrence will talk about his Noongar involvement, his country, but also his research and all that sort of stuff as well. There are others, Nicole Brown, Sharon Ninyet, Rachel Towett, I mentioned, a couple of young people as well in the program.
Look, it's really, really deadly. When you look at the celebration of NAIDOC, our mob across the big island in Australia, we get together, big yarning circle it is in more ways than one, but it's also a bridge builder. It's an educator, you know, educating our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters in regard to our space. You know, it's powerful, isn't it? Five-pronged spear, brother.
Absolutely. And that's what we do, and that's what we've done for several hundred years is to educate people about what we're about. We fail a little bit in places, but it's not so much us, it's them, you know, like the current debate about welcome to country in the sports arena.
Hello, exactly, brother. Exactly. Yeah. And not understanding that, but here it is, and then we talk about our existence, talking about changing the date and the reason why we put this on the table. I mean, we need to be in the conversations. When you talk about the longest living culture on planet Earth, the first people, hello, let's have a say.
Absolutely, and we need to be out there. We need to be speaking. The good thing about this is that it's just before the NAIDOC Awards. Now, are you getting to Perth? Are you trendy for the NAIDOC Awards?
It's looking promising, brother. Yes, it's looking promising.
Great.
We should do lunch, Cuss.
Well, you'll have to come along to this event, and I'll talk to the organiser and get you into this. It's a late afternoon. There is a late afternoon celebration, 5 to 7.
Yes.
Where, you know, the delegates come along. The general public are welcome to join the event.
Yeah.
But that'll cost them $40, which is not much, really.
It's an investment.
Yeah, but Christine has been organising these conferences for over 30 years.
Yeah.
This one is shaping as one of the best.
And, of course.
It's going to be, you know, fabulous with cultural immersion activities and fantastic Aboriginal stall holders there as well. Just to mention too, mate, quickly while I've got it.
Yep.
My, screen goes black. We're still seeking bronze sponsors at $3,000.
Yeah.
And if you could email Christine, all the details are on that poster that we sent to you.
Sure.
Or
yes.
The or the press releases we sent to you as well.
Yep.
I'm not sure if we've sent you this poster, but we will do so in a moment. Maybe you could put that on your Facebook.
Sounds good.
We're really dependent upon sponsors.
Donations,
so
yep.
Can I mention them very quickly?
Please, go ahead. Yeah, Wayne, go ahead.
Okay, West Farmers, Inpex, Colbardi, Nala Enviro, and there's quite a few others as well.
Mm.
A huge thanks to them, because without them, these events don't go ahead. Huge thanks to our speakers as well. It's really good that there's a combination of the older guard and the younger people coming together in this forum. And
as the theme says, brother, the next generation, strength, vision, legacy. So it's good to have young people at the table, and then we hand the baton over and they continue on, stand strong.
That's exactly right. So the sharing from the older guard to the younger people, and you're right.
Beautiful.
They do continue on with it. We're pretty excited about this, and you know, hopefully some of your people, the listeners to BBM, can come along to Perth for NAIDOC, but also to this event. Now, while NAIDOC tickets have been, the awards have been sold out last Friday.
First in, best dress, far out.
They're always very quick to be snapped up. At least for this event, you can still come along and be a part of this. There is a fee to be involved in the day, and there's only a few tickets left, so you need to get onto that quickly. But then there's also a very small fee to come along to the Haliwa networking event. Haliwa is a Noongar word for surprise and that sort of thing. So, and that's
surprise who you will see there at the event.
If you get to Perth, mate, you've got to come to this. I'll talk to the organiser about letting the Trendy Trev in and his Mama Bipara mates as well.
Sounds good, my brother. Look beautiful. Thank you for the invite. Sounds deadly, brother. Listen, a big shout-out to Christine. Hope she gets better. Congratulations, brother, holding the reins there and steering this deadly conversation. But a big shout-out to all the mob there, WA, all the Noongar mob, and thank you very much for the yarn, Wayne.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I hope that Christine can talk to you guys the next time rather than me. I'm just the media
team
person.
Team effort, brother.
Thanks, mate.
All the best. You take care, Wayne.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. Wayne Binder, his name is, and he's the media man for Brulu WA for the preparations for the national NAIDOC it is for this year, 2025. And don't forget the theme, the next generation, strength, vision, and legacy. That's what it's all about, you mob. And across the country, whatever's happening, and you can have your say. Tell us what's happening around your neck of woods regarding how you're going to celebrate NAIDOC 2025. Yarn Up Song here on National Talk Black with the ball, your own Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your deadly program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumrabi Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. National Talk Black.
We all want a place to call home. That's why the new Queensland Government is investing $2 billion in infrastructure like transport, water and power to get land ready to build homes sooner. To support first home buyers, we've removed stamp duty on new builds. We're delivering 53,500 new social and community homes by 2044. And we're unlocking more rental supply by lifting subletting restrictions. Search a place to call home. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Thank you.
welcome back to your program, National Talk Black. I think we've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty devastated at the moment.
Talk to me. Trevor, what's happening?
How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. What's happening? What are you devastated by, my friend?
The green patch.
What's happening?
I found out the acronym, what the CMCA.
CMCA, that's what we're talking about. That the acronym for. What is the acronym?
Campervan and Motorhome Club of Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So it's a big thing what's happening here. And over the weekend, Matty just connected me up and we had a pleasant evening one night. We've got a, inside the top area, we've got a little table and chairs with a shelter on it. That's been ripped out. Our only little day-used table and chairs. And they're going to build an office there. And they've got signs up all over the place saying they are the custodians, mate. So, our mob is really angry. We've had a lot of meetings over the weekend. They're creating a really...
Sound like there was no engagement with the TOs to do this.
That's what I was thinking earlier on. There's been nothing. And the problem all along is... Yeah, I can't say any more on that.
Okay.
I mean, there's a corporation in Gordonville, but that's the Goldsborough Corporation, and if they're authorising things, we, the mob here, TOs here...
Are not at the table?
No. The main TO I talk to is not at the table. They've got nothing, mate. It's their ground.
Yeah, and, okay. I'll do some investigation.
Well, all I can do at the moment is report it. It's going ahead. They've ripped out our table and chairs. They've sort of unseated us. It's supposed to be open now. All we've had from...
And with your table and chair, what did you have in table and chair? Do you guys set it up each morning, do you? And what's it in aid of? What do you guys do there?
No, it's just a fixture, a table and chairs. It's called the day use area. I mean, the campers have got all the bottom field, the camper ground, and there's the rest area. They've got all that. But there's one little area up the top that's designated day use area for us locals.
Okay.
Well, they've ripped it out. And the shed, the little covering, is laying next to the concrete pad. And this concrete is arriving. It's just unbelievable because we're told it's going to be open. We've had liars all along from Division 1 Councillor Moller. I think he's a traitor to the town. And it's not just the Murrays, mate, the whole community. We can't go down the river. I mean, they'll have an office on the beach soon and you have to buy a ticket before you can go on. This is our river town and we can't go down the river. We can't even go to our river park and get close to the river anymore because they're going to, you know, bringing in a motorhome club.
And of course, you just found out what CMCA, because we were speaking last week and we didn't know what the acronym was. So now we know.
Yeah, mate.
So, Camper Motorhome and Caravan Association is of Australia.
Campervan and Motorhome Club of Australia. CMCA.
Yeah. And does it say how many nights the people can camp there for?
Well, I've heard on the grapevine they can have 7 nights and it's $15 a night. And they've got one of those swipe card machines set up outside at the gate.
Yeah.
There's a sign on the front of the gate saying, see custodian before entering. Well, there's no one there. They haven't even built it yet. And people are coming here and waiting outside and there's nobody there. So it's just really outrageous. It's our green patch. It's our only... escape in this town and they're privatising it and you know it's a club it's a tribal ground
and from that caravan well that was the access to the water wasn't it and it's all closed off now,
because the road goes in the gates through the rest area to the back and you do a go around the bend and you come back and go under the bridge then we've got nearly a kilometre walk along the river. Well, the council used to mow all that in the beginning, and that's the swimming hole and fishing hole and picnic area. We can't go down there. Old people can't walk down there. It's snake infested. And it's just, this is not management. It's a racist disaster. And they're just trying to push us to the limits we're not going to bite and be arrested, but we're resisting this, mate. There's a resistance. It's an act of war.
Yep,
there's no treaty, mate.
Let me find some information, and I'll come back to the yarn for you. But thanks for your input there, and now we know the acronym CMCA. Thank you very much, my brother. But look, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, Tony.
Thanks for taking the call today, mate. It's really important to get some peace in this community.
Yeah, my brother. Tony, you take care, mate. All the best.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye, brother. Tony Gibbs, having his say, yarning up there, well, down there, Gordonville, 20 minutes south, in regard to the Green Patch. And it's Green Patch, you've heard the yarns many times on this program, and that's down there at Gordonville and over the Mulgrave River. So a nice, beautiful area down there. Look, when we were kids, used to always go down there and swim in that beautiful area. But you need to find out what the go is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Mungay kadal ngay tabungay.
Tribal Warrior, Bub Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 247-045-714-0550, or Facebook page, Rob, BBM987FM. Thank you for your company, Mob. 1 hour program, and look, love delivering it. Big shout out to the team here at Bummer Bipper Media. Management, board of directors and the crew, thank you very much. And NERS, thank you very much, National News Radio Service. And stay tuned for NERS. We've got the news coming up very soon. And look, good yarning with your Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon.
Upon all the walls.